And Elohim spoke all these words, saying, I am Yahweh your Elohim, who brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim and out of the house of slavery. You have no other mighty ones against my face. You do not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of that which is in the heavens above, or which is in the earth beneath, or which is in the waters under the earth. You do not bow down to them nor serve them. For I, Yahweh Elohim, am a jealous El, visiting the crookedness of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing love and commitment to thousands of those who love me and guard my commands. You do not bring the name of Yahweh Elohim to naught, for Yahweh does not leave one unpunished who brings his name to naught. Remember the Sabbath day to set it apart. 6 days you labor and should do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh Elohim. In it you do not do any work. You, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male slave, nor your female slave, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days Yah made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore Yah blessed the Sabbath day and set it apart. Respect your father and your mother, so that your days are prolonged upon the soil which Yah Elohim has given you. You do not murder, you do not commit adultery, you do not steal, you do not bear false witness against your neighbor, you do not covet your neighbor's house, you do not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, or whatsoever belongs to your neighbors.
Well, Davis, yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Abba Yah, we come before you this morning, blessing your magnificent name in all things. Thanking you because you're always mindful of us. Thank you for inviting us again to another Sabbath day. We need you in our spirits to wake up our conscience even more so. Reveal to us the things that are hidden so that we can bring forth the light that you desire for the goyims in the world to see. We thank you for the law and the prophets, and we thank you more than anything for our Messiah, Yahshua the HaMashiach, that redeemed us and wrote our names down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank you for his atoning blood. We'll forever be grateful. Transform us through your word and his message, and magnificent Yahshua, and we will magnify you throughout all this earth, and praise will forever be in our mouth. Yahshua's magnificent name, hallelujah. All right, maybe seated, Israel. All right, glory to the King. All right. Somewhat of a spiritual warfare, somewhat. Proverbs 29:2 says that when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. I'm going to talk a little bit this morning about inward expressions. Inward expressions. Inward expressions. Following somewhat of the theme of the video and from last night, there's communication that is constantly going on. There's communication that you're familiar with. You've been hearing it pretty much all your life. The problem is our lack of desire to focus on what's going on eternally. Just because you think something, you have to check to see if the thought originated with you. Or has it always been this particular thought pattern that has been a part of your life all this time? Because, I mean, the word says it, we shouldn't live by bread alone, but by how many words? Now, how often do we do that, though? I tell you, when you're thinking your own thoughts, when you become sad. When you become depressed. When you become downtrodden. When there's no joy present. That's how you know you're thinking your own thoughts. And if you're not going to take ownership of those thoughts, that's how you know that the devil has submitted thoughts to you. And you're actually listening to his kingdom. More so of his kingdom than Yah's kingdom. Because the kingdom of Yah is in righteous joy and peace in the Holy Spirit. That's how you know that you're actually paying attention to the kingdom. You see, we're in a danger zone if we don't start paying attention to this communication that runs through this information highway right here. If we just passively just go through life and just submit to every thought and every mandate that comes along, when we're going to finally realize you've been controlled either by yourself, which is all there's in the world is the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh and pride of life, or either the enemy is tempting you to fulfill the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. That's all there's in the world. And pretty much some of us have wasted 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years walking after that kind of mindset. Because the word is not in there to guide you. Which I supply this particular thought right here, that if the word was guiding you, you'll be a whole lot happier person. Life wouldn't be so defeated. It wouldn't be so harsh. Why are you sitting back there nowadays? Huh? So, that's what you're doing? What you securing? Y'all done took Trey out the front row, boy. Ooh, at least he's still shouting. A security shouting, huh? But y'all follow this train of thought, right? Have y'all did my test I suggested y'all many, many years ago? Get some quiet time and just wake up and don't say nothing, just sit there. And see what urges, what desires, what thoughts. The majority, every single one of them, always gender towards something, towards your selfishness. Do y'all know that many of you can't be happy unless you get it your way? And then even after you got it your way, you still ain't happy. You're just selfish. Self-centered, self-focused, self-absorbed. No, really, think about it. You will even manipulate people to get your selfish way, and then after you get it, you still ain't satisfied. That comes from a thought. Now, either that's you or it's the enemy. Which one is it? When we read the word, be careful that no man deceives you by any means, and you forget about that first one that you see in the mirror. You so on guard against everybody else, but the truth is you ain't on guard to nobody else because you already done deceived yourself. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Every day we think something and it didn't even originate from us, but yet we're controlled by it. Sometimes we're on autopilot because our bodies become so familiar with our way of life. Y'all hear that? Mm-hmm. Everything you discern in the spirit of your mind does not come from you. This warfare is about Satan using the highway of your mind to communicate to you. Now, first of all, you got to realize that there's a highway of your mind going on. Now, some of you say, I ain't got nothing going on. We can see that too. That blank stare, the lights on, ain't nobody home. That's demonic too. It's called passivity. It's called the ultimate levels of passivity. And even at that, you can't even be at peace. Nobody bother you. You ain't bothering you. The devil ain't bothering you. Just like, and you still ain't at peace. All right, go back here. So this warfare is about Satan using the highway of your mind to communicate to you, to deceive you, to impress upon you. So how many times you ever, if you paid attention, in life there was no communication, there was no thought. There was nothing originating for you, but because you've been familiar with something, there's just been an impression. And then that impression guided you. Or an impression is on your mind. You ever obeyed a thought and then come to find out it wasn't true? Now my question is, what did you do about it? And then you have to ask yourself, who in the world that compelled me or caused me to, why did I even do that in the first place? That makes no sense. Done that before? Ooh. To say or act to do the will of this world and not the will of Yah. To say, act, to do the will of this world and not the will of Yah. The first part of this reality, we must admit, we also allow ourselves to be deceived. 1 Timothy 4:1 says, now the Spirit is speaking expressly. Now, before we go any further, do y'all know that the devil's voice is louder than the Holy Spirit voice? Do you know that your voice is louder than the devil and the Holy Spirit voice? And you know, sometimes when you hear the Holy Spirit, how many times you're studying or something and he puts a righteous thought that pertaineth to word and scripture to try to chain you to another place, and then you keep on reading, and then all of a sudden it disappears, and then you say, Father, oh, come on, please give it back to me again. Because you know what you was doing at that time, right? You was going your way. Uh-oh. And if he's merciful, sometime he'll bring it back. Okay, oh, thank you, Father. But it don't happen all the time. I'm talking about those of us who have an actual relationship with the Father. All the rest of you, you just sit there and listen. Now, the Spirit speaks express that in the latter times. Do you think we're in the latter times? Because when it was written, that wasn't the latter times. This definitely has to be the latter times, right? And what people are going to do? Some are going to do what? They're going to depart from the what? From the faith. And what causes them to depart from the faith? Giving heed to what? That's what thoughts do. They're there to seduce you, right? Because you listen to something. You listen to something other than the word of Yah. Huh? And what else? Teachings of demons. So look at this. So I say, man, wait a minute. What is a teaching of, what is a demon, first of all, in this area? He is an imposter, a misleader, a deceiver, seducing. Now, do we think we are exempt from this? It's written to us, showing us that we're not exempt from this. The whole world is not exempt from this. See, if you were inactive prior to conversion, and if you brought that same attitude over here, you will still be inactive. The conversion should have lit a fire up under you to cause you to not want to act or live after the old way of the old man ever again. You should have had such a conversion that it should have been such a hatred for the old man that you don't even want nothing to do with him no more. How many had a conversion? Very few of us. See what I mean? And then you find yourself meandering and wandering back to the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. You know why? Because you didn't do nothing about your thoughts. You didn't do nothing about the thing that you yield your members' servants to obey. You passively sit by and just let all this stuff go on. And life goes by year after year after year after year after year. And instead of getting better, you're getting worse. We're supposed to be aging like fine wine. We're supposed to be aging like fine wine. Doctrines or teachings of devils or demons, or by extension, this demonic being, deity, devil, God, a little God. So many times when you're thinking as you try to figure out life, ask yourselves if your thinking aligns with Yah's word. Or are you trying to figure out things based upon your own cardinal reasonings? Let's just tell the truth. Most of us, we thought we were intelligent in the world, and we came over here and we bought that same so-called intelligence. And you found out it don't work. It don't apply. Our biggest mistake in life comes from us leaning to our own understanding. Think about this. You start thinking. Everybody, if you just start thinking on something, where does that thought, where does that whole pattern come from? It either comes from you, the devil, or the word. And you don't look for the word in everything that you do. You mostly try to figure it out yourself. And you're sitting up here just this deep and recalculating the thing that you're already familiar with. And you're trying to think even harder that you're going to pull up something new from there. And it's the same old mess every time. See, Proverbs 3:5 in the scripture says, trust in Yahweh with. And that's hard for us to do. We think we actually trust Yah. In some things, but that says all. That word is so vast that there's an answer for everything in life. It's just that you don't know it. Because his word ain't hidden in there. What's the whole purpose of programming a computer so it can act? It's why I call it a personal computer, right? Because it's personal to you. You can get down that computer and you can zip all over the place. Somebody else get down there, they can't find nothing. But you get that, you know where everything is. Every folder, every hard drive, you know it all, man. You can be, somebody else get there. Where is it? As much as time we spend on the computer, what kind of people would we be if we spend time with y'all like that, though? If you had that recall at the computer, imagine what you would be like if you had that kind of recall of y'all's words as you walk around. Uh-oh. See, in all your heart, with all your heart, trusting y'all with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. See, we tempted to do that all the time, though. Every time that something happens, first thing we do is we start reasoning from what we've already programmed in there. And we're not really truly looking for the real true way of life and answer of life. We're really looking for somebody to co-sign what we believe. Or you're really looking to confirm what you already believe so you can stay the way you are. And if the word and even somebody don't say and do the way you think it is, it can't be Yah. We some manipulative people. You wouldn't believe the gymnastics we do just to ourselves. And lean not to your own understanding. Know or acknowledge him in how many ways? You don't do that. No, you don't. You don't do that. How many times you walk past a piece of trash and Holy Spirit say, pick it up? Devil ain't going to tell you to pick it up, but the Holy Spirit tell you to pick it up, but you keep on walking. Because you too good to bend over. And that flesh ain't going to want to. Shit, this beneath me to pick up a piece of trash. Let somebody else that ain't got an intelligent mind that can only have their limits are, it's just for menial tasks. Let them do it. Don't waste my time. You think the devil going to tell you to pick up trash when he trashing? So if you ignored it and you know it's the Holy Spirit, that means if you didn't pick up the trash, that means you the devil too.
Yes, sir.
You just as trashy. You mean to tell me you don't get reproved for not picking up a piece of trash when the Holy Spirit, you know good and damn well the Holy Spirit would tell you to pick that up. And you conveniently walk right on by it. And then you'll sit up here and say, I acknowledge him in all my ways. No, you don't. Hypocrite. See, it's the truth. The Holy Spirit even tell you when you stink to tell you to take a bath. You don't even take a bath. You'll sit here and oppress everybody with your smell. Would the devil want you to take a bath? See what I'm talking about? Oh, never mind. See, Pastor, you're this person or you going to preach. Which one are you going to do, Pastor? I'm just showing you how involved the Ruach is in our life, even to the smallest detail. That's why I use those analogies. Because if I use big details, you're not going to do it anyway. You know why? Because in that area, you refuse to be conformed. You're determined to walk after your own mind and your own will. You've been that way for so long. Y'all can't change you. A friend can't change you. You can't even change you. That's bad business. He says, in all your ways acknowledge, in all your ways, in him, in your ways, in all your ways, and he will acknowledge him in your all your ways, and he will make all, how many paths? All of, if he's making all of your paths straight. See, this is a straight path. Why you like going down windy roads then and detouring and, huh? This is life for you, isn't it? See, look, your word is a, not only does he want your path straight, but he puts a light in front of you for you to walk. He wants you to acknowledge him in all the ways, and then he puts a light in front of you and then say, that's all you got to do, just walk down, just follow this light. But what do men do? They love darkness rather than light because their deeds are what? Evil. We so schizophrenic. One minute we scared of dark, next minute we want to walk in darkness. Damn it, which one is it? Man, won't y'all acknowledge the truth instead of sitting up and looking like a bunch of damn stone statues? You know I'm telling the truth. It's something, man. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and it's a light unto my what? Path. See, if you see that analogy, you're like, look, that's the light right there. This is the way, walk ye in it. That's what the word is, right? But what about when you have your word? There ain't no light at the end of that path. Uh-oh, so much uncertainty. See, ask for the things of Yah and not for the things for yourself. How many times you do that? Even if you lack understanding in something, when do you ask, Yah, can you show me what you say? You know the reason why you don't ask Yah what he thinks? Because you don't want it. You don't want Yah to change you in that area. Uh-oh. If you have a mindset that's framed and shaped a certain way and you don't have no understanding, or your peace seems to escape you, or you have some type of lack, I mean, all you got to do is go to the word. You really, truly want to know the word. He got an answer for you. Yep. You know what the next step is, right? To conquer your will. Uh-oh. See, you know you're wrong. But you're just so familiar with the feeling of wrong that if you didn't feel wrong, you wouldn't be able to feel at all. How many times, anybody in here ever fight with y'all before? Look at them. Some of us honest, some of us just liars. Y'all is telling you, this is what my words say. I don't give a damn. I ain't there yet. All it's going to take for you to get that word, acknowledge the truth, and you're there. It don't take all that. You can be from here to there just like that. Transformation can happen this fast. But because that flesh, your God, kicks and dies so hard, I don't want to. Then don't be a hypocrite and ask y'all for joy next week then. Because you ain't gonna get it. Y'all don't hear the prayer of sinners. Uh-oh. Y'all see how we do? I'm just not there yet. Just give me some time. How much time you need? Because today is a day of salvation. Don't tell me, give me a year to be delivered, my ass. See what I'm talking about? That's how we do.
That's how we do.
And we want the Holy Spirit to continue to endure with us. Ain't that right? Come on, just put up with me for a little while longer. Uh-oh. We need to go ahead and call it Shabbat Shalom. Go on and finish this thing up. Let the words of my mouth. The meditation of our heart. All right. I'll let you have some peace now. Hallelujah. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Ask for his will to be done. And not in just one aspect of your life, in every aspect of your life. See, the word is pretty concrete. They that are led by the Spirit of Yah. These are the... So why one minute you want to be a son, the next minute you want to be nothing? Saint ain't. See, there's something about you want to hold in reserve that you don't want the Father to have. You got to have a little bit. Uh-oh. When you ask for his will to be done, this is where true happiness lies at. When you ask for his will. Nevertheless, not my will, but... Now, your flesh ain't going to say that. Your flesh is going to be content with being angry. And then you're going to start misusing the scripture. I'm being angry as long as I ain't sinning. See how spiritual you are, right? See how spiritual you are, right? Setting earth on fire. We something. An example. A young king cries out to Yah. Let's see what we can learn from this, all right? In Malachi 1:3-1, that's 1 Kings 3:1. And Shlomo joined in marriage with Pharaoh's sovereign king of Mizraim and took the daughter of Pharaoh and brought her to the city of Dawid. Brought it to the city of David, okay? Until he had completed building his own house. And the house of Yahweh and the wall all around Jerusalem. So we see what Shlomo or Solomon is doing, right? Only the people slaughtered or they sacrificed at the high place for the house of the name of Yahweh had not been built until those days. Because remember, David was gathering all of the material for his son. Y'all getting this? David had many sons, but he went to Solomon. Are you following me? Yahweh wouldn't even let David touch his tabernacle. Even though he's a man after all. Look, David, we all have our roles in this life, but brother, you're a bloody man. I can imagine David, I'm a bloody man. How about all these sacrifices we doing? Boy, don't get smart with me. You getting that? You're a man of war, man. You can't be building my tabernacle. But your son. Oh, that's good. I gather up the whole world then. And Solomon loved Yahweh. See, there was a time that a lot of people that used to come here, that was the time they used to love Yahweh. But then they refused to commit their ways unto him. See, Yahweh will make you very uncomfortable over here. Because over here is where righteousness is. And the spirit of your flesh can only put up with so much before you start going stark raving mad. But if you was transformed, man, how glorious and how joyful would it be to walk in his house of prayer. But with the way of the transgressor is hard, man, face adamant stone, hard way, hard path, and you experience the same old corruption that you used to experience in the world, and you say you're in the kingdom. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, temperance, and such like. You walk in that, there ain't no law for you. And there's no law for you. Man, you're lawful. You're walking in the kingdom. But life is still toil for a lot of you. No peace. No peace to the wicked. Now, who's wicked? Y'all hear me? He that have ears, let him hear. And Solomon loved Yahweh and walking in the laws of his father David, except that he slaughtered and burnt incense at the high places. He walking in the what? Laws of David. See, he loved Yahweh and he walked in the laws because David followed Yah perfectly. Are you following me? And look at this. And there went up to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar. How many burnt offerings? How many? He went up to this high place. There's no tabernacle now, all right? He went up to this high place, and he offered sacrifice. How many, though? Watch this. I'm just saying. Now, today, we already have the perfect offering, right? You have to understand that when people were making sacrifice, they had a different attitude than what we have today. They was joyful in making these sacrifices. It was something that they delighted in. Because the sacrifice also meant that they was looking for something from Yah. It could have been forgiveness of sins. Today, we have the ultimate forgiveness of sin by the blood of the Messiah. Yah only requires a broken heart and a contrite spirit. He said he won't despise it. Now think about if your heart was broken and you had a contrite spirit. Think about that for a second. If you had a broken heart and a contrite spirit, what place would you be in? I'll tell you what it'd be in. You'll be in a place of praise. You'll be in a place of deep adoration to Yah. But see, your flesh don't want to be there. Today, we don't even have to go and kill 1,000 bulls. You can replace the bull with 1,000 dances. But some of you are too prideful. You don't want to be delivered. You don't want to sacrifice because your flesh is still ruling. Uh-oh. Let me give y'all one of my little secrets with my little relationship with y'all here, all right? Sometimes when I ain't got no answers, I just go somewhere. Drive down the road. Get out the vehicle. And just start praising. Yeah. Until my spirit breaks. Uh-oh. Not just for a short period of time. Until a change comes. You ain't never told us that. I thought you already had a relationship. You ever heard this song we sing? We bring the sacrifice of what? Into the what? Now, where's that house at? When your sacrifice is righteous, y'all won't despise it. He got an answer for you. He gonna come see about you. But you don't want to break that flesh. When you see a significance of the sacrifice up at an altar, I mean, something is being slaughtered. Something is not remaining in its present state. So how you think that you're going to be able to get by with just a one offering when he putting thousands up here? See, the sole purpose of him sacrificing a thousand because y'all wanted him so weary in his flesh. There could nothing else be left. Uh-oh. Anybody hear me? You hear what the Spirit's saying? You got to be ready to sacrifice if you want to hear from Yah. And one of the greatest things that Satan do in this day hour is steal the praise. Get you so inundated with this world, the lust of this world, the cares of this life, and everything, so that you will never lift up your voice. Somebody said, it can't be that easy. It was that easy for the walls of Jericho. It was that easy for the walls of Jericho. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Again, the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer up on the altar. 1,000. Solomon is doing this at this time, and there is no tabernacle of Yah. We can offer sacrifice, and Yah's done tabernacle with us. Yes. Yes. See how it went from that was natural, then that's what you're spiritual. At this time, he didn't go to Jerusalem to offer a sacrifice. He went to Gibeon. Uh-oh. We dropping nuggets up in here. What did he say? He said something. What did he say, man? Write that down. When you get the revelation, let me know. Where did he go to sacrifice? In Gibeon, a territory of the Philistines. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer up. See, Gibeon. See, the bronze driver grids is more concrete than Strong's. Man, I got an old Strong's and I got this new modern Strong's, man. And man, you might as well just throw that new modern stuff away. They done so pinned up everything and deceived up. See, it says, and it gives you the city. It gives you the real info. It says Hill City, a Levitical city of Benjamin, modern, El-Jeb, which lies 5 miles or 8 kilometers. Hold on. Yeah, from Jerusalem. 5 miles or 8 kilometers from Jerusalem. So it's away from Jerusalem then, right? All right. So notice Solomon is not in Jerusalem, but on the hill where there is not a tabernacle. You know what that means, right? That means neither in this city nor on this mountain shall you worship the Father. You ain't got to go to Jerusalem. You ain't got to go to this mountain either. But you can worship him in spirit and in. Here's another one. We dealing with it all the time. How many times does praise end up in worship? Hold on. We're right on. Well, first, you had to be there for a minute to know, though. Some of us know praise always will usually end up in worship. Most of you want to start off worshiping, but you ain't broke nothing through praise. You ain't had no sacrifice. Father, keep talking to us. He that have ears, let him hear. Also, look at the limited information Strong's given us concerning his place, a place in Palestine. That's totally different than Strong's, isn't it? I mean, damn, they strong, ain't they? Maybe they're just dealing with the type of mindset we have. You know, we do have attention deficit disorder. You know, this generation, you can't talk too long because you gone. Alice in Wonderland, you way off there. Huh? Do you comprehend now we are the true worshipers that can worship the Father in spirit and in truth no matter where you are at? Let's go on. And at Gibeon, Yahweh appeared unto Solomon. Notice, he did a sacrifice first, though. And he appeared unto Solomon in a dream by night. And Elohim said, ask what I should give you. This must have been a well-pleasing sacrifice. When are you going to be a well-pleasing sacrifice? Because this got y'all's attention. What should I give you? And Solomon said, you have shown great loving commitment to your servant David, my father, as he walked before you in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with you. And you have guarded for him this great loving commitment and did give him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. And now, Yahweh, my Elohim, you have set up your servant to reign instead of my father. That means in his stead, not instead of, okay? David. But I'm a little child. I do not know how to go out or to come in. Let's stop for a second. We don't talk to the Father like that. We come from the world grown. We get the Holy Spirit, we're grown. We approach y'all grown. We come in this without no understanding, not even that of a child, but from the worldly grownness that we learned. And we wonder why answers escape us. Because the approach is all wrong. You can't be just basking on up and walking on up in his presence filthy. Don't sacrifices call for blood? Oh, are you washed in the blood? See what I mean? We better get this right in order to meet his conditions if we want y'all to really truly be guiding us and leading us. Because remember, his word is a lamp unto us. Just because you have the word in your hand doesn't mean that the understanding of your eyes is open. Uh-oh. So we need to acknowledge that we're sometime or another, we're little children, so we can't grow up. Huh? You You can't bring worldly wise wisdom over this place. It don't work. It's two total different worlds. Y'all don't think like the world. The world is so polar opposite of y'all. So he gives us little instructions. Love not the world, but what do? Neither the things that are in the world, but what do? Well, Pastor, you got things in the world. Hold on. I made not only a sacrifice of praise, but I did a physical sacrifice long time ago. Don't the book say when a man's ways please y'all, he'll give him the desires of his heart? Anybody ever learn anything about y'all? Is that first you got to be empty and divest before you start getting anything from him. I say you got to be desolate. You know the reason why he wants you desolate? Because he don't want nothing around you to try to take his glory when he raises you up. Your testimony is going to be, if it wasn't for y'all. He ain't sharing his glory with nothing. And he to have ears, let him hear. So this day we better start understanding what this sacrifice and commitment is about. And your servant is in the midst of your people whom you have chosen. Look how Solomon's talking now. A great people to numbers to be numbered or counted. Give you then your servant an understanding heart to rule his people. Hold on. He's the king and he's asking for an understanding heart. Man, if y'all came and asked you, what do you want? What would you say? Would it be for the benefit of your brothers? Would it be for the benefit of your sisters? Would it be for the benefit of somebody else other than you? He is a king, and all he wants is his heart to be full of understanding so he can righteously rule the people. To discern between good and evil. Why don't we answer like that? Why is some of our lives, even after conversion, is still piss and shit? He's asking to discern between good and evil. Listen, if it was so cut and dry that you would know what's evil and what's good, then you wouldn't do any evil then. Yet we find ourselves many times ensnared by it. Then he turns around and says, for who is able to rule this great people of yours? He didn't take ownership as my people. He said, your people. Y'all getting this, right? See, my question for all of us today is, do you really seek the kingdom of Yah first and his righteousness? See, we want a lot from Yah, but we put little in. We want a lot from Yah, but there ain't no sacrifices. And all he was requiring of us is praise. Why does he want you to praise? I told you it's going to end up in worship, right? You know it's going to take you to the next state, right? So that y'all can see that you'll really truly get it. You'll be comely and you'll be upright. Now he can approach you. Oh, never mind. Don't the book say praise is comely but upright? See, he's trying to get you to a place the way he can speak to you. But you can't come and in and out the way that you've always had. You can't come to this place the way that you did in Christianity. You can't come to this place like you did at off times before. You got to come different. So we need to ask ourselves a real question. Do we really truly seek the kingdom of Yah and his, whose righteousness? Whose righteousness? Whose righteousness? Or do you seek your own righteousness? Or do you seek, your own righteousness, or meaning your own happiness? You know how many people is trying to live their life independently of y'all, looking for happiness and still can't find it? So they turn to the weaker and beggarly elements of this world in order to appease this wicked flesh. Now for you, your flesh will be the temple of Yah. Your prayers is what's smoking. Uh-oh. See, I can tell you, after living for Yah the majority of my life, the greatest happiness in this life is doing his will over your will. Nevertheless, not my will, but we so influential in other people's lives that we can't be happy unless they're doing what we want them to. That's called control freak. It's called manipulative spirit. And then behind all that is demons. Uh-oh. See, here in America, we've got it backwards. Seeking your own only leads to chaos, destruction, discord, and lies. That's all it does. You can't expect to have the kingdom of Yah within you when you're walking contrary to him. Any behavior you do not have mastery over is evidence that the spirit of bondage is at work. But seek you first the principal thing. But seek you uno. Seek you I. The kingdom always comes first. So said all that to say this. You got a question about something? You're at a crossroads? Your flesh is kicking? What does the word say? Wouldn't going to the word be seeking the kingdom? That go your answer. Seek you first the kingdom of Yah and his righteousness, and he speaks pretty concrete. He don't say some. He always, everything is like all. Are you all in? All. See, this word, man, it sure does, it lights us, don't it? It lets us see us exactly for who we are. Come on, saint, tell the truth. You may be thinking you may be in the vicinity of y'all, but you're not all in. You got some of you held back in escrow. Kind of like that Ananias and Sapphira spirit. They thought they could deceive the apostles of Yah. We sold it. We just keep back a little bit. Just a little bit. Ain't nobody on know. And Kephler, Simon Kephler didn't say, you didn't lie to me. You lied to the Holy Spirit. Was it in your hand? Was it not in your own power to do with it what you wanted to do? But you seek Yah's kingdom and you do it first, all these things be added unto you. Now, in everything you do, seek Yah first, seek his righteousness. His word is what's righteous. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and our law is the seek righteousness first. Everything added is not what you always want. It's what Yah gives because he knows what is needed and best for us. So how can we all come to a conclusion that we don't know what's best for us? Never have. Never have. You can gain this whole world and think you have the best and still lose your soul. Look at the Psalm. David said, delight yourself. Do what? Delight yourself. Do what with yourself? That don't mean just sit there and smile. Now, when this is written, it didn't ask what you're going through or where you've been. Y'all don't give a damn what you're going through, where you've been. He's trying to take it where you need to be. So he doesn't have to sit there and write a 50-page psalm just in one chapter. He just gives you the word. Delight yourself. Well, what does that mean? That means be soft. Just be of your soft spirit when you're with Yah. Be delicate. Don't you know how to be delicate and tender towards Him? Be dainty. You know the way you sisters supposed to be when you see your husband. You know, when your husband walk in, you're supposed to be like, oh God. Whoa! Oh, oh. Did I say something wrong? That's the way you're supposed to be approaching the yacht. You're supposed to be delicate. You're supposed to be soft. You're supposed to be dainty. You're supposed to, look at this. It should be a habit to be pampered. Now watch this, damn it. It didn't tell you Yah was going to put this on you. It's telling you what to do. So don't give me all this shit. Wait till I get past this. My ass. You rebellious imp. We've been sitting up here all morning long trying to tell you how to get from this place to this place. To be happy. To be exquisite in delight. I mean, we're talking about preferred club delightness. To make merry over, to sport. You know, peacocking.
Yes, sir.
Now tell me you can't get in that kind of spirit. Tell me you can't get in that kind of spirit. And if you can't get in that kind of spirit, are you possessed?
Come on, Chef.
Goodness. I don't know how in the hell you can be possessed when you are a purchased possession. Oh, never mind. So you mean tell me you can't never get in that spirit? You mean tell me you can't think yourself happy? You mean to tell me you can't put on the kingdom? Let me see, you can put on clothes, but you can't put on the kingdom. What's really going on? Look at this. Delight yourself also in Yahweh, and He shall give you the what? Now you wonder the reason why everything you don't have then. Because you ain't passed the first part yet. It's that simple. Oh, it can't be that simple. What did He just say?
What did He say?
Well, I don't see it. You ain't going to never see it. You got to first do. Blessed are not the hearers, but the doers let us know that you heard. So when you delight yourself in Him, He'll give you the desires of your heart. Notice, He's going to give you the desires of your heart, not your desire. Your heart is evil. It's desperately wicked. He's the only one. No, He knows what your heart needs. I said He knows what your heart needs. Well, somebody praise y'all for a second. I'm fighting too many devils in here. There's too many devils I'm fighting in here. Praise y'all. Glory to the King. Ah. So anytime you want, you can be soft, you can be delicate, you can be dainty towards the king. Because who? You're delighting yourself in who? Yah. So when you approach him, you're supposed to be approaching him like a true lover. You're supposed to sport yourself. You're supposed to be exquisite in your approach. Should become habit too. You know how to get to the place. You know how to do. Come on, y'all sisters know how to. Y'all women, y'all know how to get to a certain place when you want to be pampered, don't you? You know how to humble yourself. Look at them looking. See, it's not too far from you. Give you then your servant an understanding heart to rule your people and to discern between good and evil. For who is able, to rule? For who is able to rule this great people of yours? And the word was good in the eyes of Yahweh. In other words, the way Solomon answered, y'all, he was pleased with that. He was pleased with that. That's why you got to always be policing your spirit. You have to always be ready to give an answer to y'all. You can't be full of all this other stuff because you don't ever know when y'all going to come and give you a dream. Ain't going to want to talk to you. Come on, man. You know y'all talks in dreams. I mean, how many of y'all been in dreams and you've been flying all over the earth and everything else, racing cars, doing everything that you can't do in life? And this word was good in the eyes of Yah, and Solomon had asked this. So Elohim said unto him, because you have asked this and have not asked long life for yourself. In other words, you ain't centered on you, Solomon. Your focus is on my kingdom. That's the reason why you can't be happy, because you always centered on you. Everything is all about me. His focus was right. See, you didn't ask for long life. You didn't even ask for riches. Nor have you asked the life of your enemies. But you have asked for yourself discernment to understand right ruling. Somebody say, Father, I need discernment so I can rightly rule me. I said, I rule me. Uh-oh. I mean, because after all, you are the one that's providing the service to the temple, right? So what sacrifice are you bringing? I mean, every sacrifice has got to meet based as the Most High has prospered you. How much has he prospered you in the spirit? So if you sown little, expect little. But if you sown a lot, you can expect a lot. You can have expectation of this much while you've only put in that much, but it ain't going to happen. Man, y'all is trying to deliver us through this word, man. I'm trying to deliver us. Y'all asked Solomon what he wants, and his thoughts were about others and not himself. I said the thoughts were about others and not himself. Not one time was he centered on himself. Well, what about, man, we're right here right now. Would you want somebody to say, what about you? We're pretty arrogant to sit up and try to judge all the patriarchs that already made it to the kingdom, and we still got the jury that's out deliberating with us now. The breath ain't gone out of our body to seal it yet. Uh-oh. In other words, don't be too sure of yourself lest you fall. See, Jesus said, therefore, all, no, he, I tell you, he's big on his all stuff. He don't never go with some or a little bit. He'll say it in a parable. But he, when he's talking about the kingdom, he says, look, therefore, all things whatsoever you would that man should do to you. Don't you want everybody to be good to you? Don't you everybody be kind to you? Don't you know everybody? You want, don't you want everybody to really truly understand the real true intent of your heart and how that you just long to just be righteous and to be kind and gentle? And the devil said, hell no. Because whatever the way you are in life, that's what you get back. As a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You don't sow joy, you don't get no joy. You don't sow peace, you don't get no peace. You don't sow happiness, you get no happiness. You don't sow contentment, you don't get no contentment. Oh, you thought it was talking about just seeds, right? Well, the seed is the word of Yah. Uh-oh. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do you even so to them. So first, you do it to them first. You want some kindness? You sow it. You show it. You want some love? You show it first. Not this damn wicked spirit. Well, I'm going to wait on them. You're going to be waiting a long damn time here. And it probably ain't never going to happen. So go ahead and be miserable. Because that's your kingdom. Because that's what you sow into. And now you're reaping. Don't get mad at everybody else. When you don't want, hey, you praying for a failed crop and the weeds are coming up faster than the seed. And it's choking out the good fruit of it. That's what you sow. You get exactly what you want. Hallelujah. Boy, this word is deep, isn't it? Huh? Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do you even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. So you want somebody to be good to you, you be good to them. You want somebody to be kind to you, you be kind first. You beat them first. Don't be a selfish person. I'm just going to wait till somebody be kind to me and I'm going to soak it up, but I'm not going to give out nothing. It won't last long. Luke said, as you would that men should do to you, do ye also likewise unto them. So how many of y'all repay evil for good? And you expect y'all to be good to you? Uh-oh. Boy, it got quiet in here, man.
It got real quiet in here.
Some of y'all just some professional hypocrites. Back to Malachi 1:3-12. See, look what y'all said. I shall do according to your words. His words was in line with y'all's. See, Solomon wasn't seeking for himself. And because he wasn't seeking for himself, Yah gave him the good pleasures of the kingdom. Did y'all hear that? So he says, see, I will give you a wise and understanding heart. So where does a wise and understanding heart come from? Where does it come from? Because y'all said he, every good and perfect gift comes from above, right? Y'all said he is the one that's going to give him a wise and understanding heart. You just don't get wise. Uh-oh. So that there's none like you before you, and none like you shall arise after you. And I shall also give you what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so there shall not be anyone like you among the kings of your days, all your days. And if you walk in my ways, not your ways, but and in all your ways acknowledge, delight yourself in Yahweh, and in all your ways acknowledge him, he'll give you the desires of your heart. The key is walking in his ways. Because your way, my way, the world way is all trash. It's all heaviness and sorrow. Potholes. To guard my laws, my commands, as your father David walked, then I will prolong your days. And Solomon awoke, and see, it was a dream. And he came to Jerusalem. Now he went to Jerusalem and stood before the Ark of the Covenant. Wow. Now I'm going to ask us today, is the Ark of the Covenant in Jerusalem? No. Guess where the Ark of the Covenant is at? It's in your heart. Hallelujah. Y'all don't dwell in a temple made with hands. Glory to the King. And offered up ascending offers and made peace offers, and he made a feast for all his servants. So when y'all answered the prayer, y'all answered your sacrifice, man, you should call a feast, man, so we come and eat up all your food. We'll be glad to rejoice with you. We'll be glad to be a partaker of the benefit. We'll show up with bells on. And he went to Jerusalem, but there was no ark there. No ark at all. So it's in us. So what can we learn from all this today? I hope we learned a lot. I hope y'all don't let it slip. The motive for true discernment is never self-promoting. See, you only get upset when stuff don't go your way. Uh-oh. And at that point in time, you don't give a damn about nobody, include Yah. You need to know that about yourselves. Uh-oh. See, the motive for true discernment is never self-promoting or personal gain, or to secure an advantage over another person, even an enemy. True discernment is knowing right from wrong. If you are always seeking your way in order to be happy in life, then you're wrong. You can't be happy unless everything is your way. It ain't gonna never happen. It's gonna escape you. It's his kingdom first. And if it's Yah, he will give it unto you, but your motives must be pure. Because you're not going to deceive the Holy Spirit. You can deceive men, but you ain't going to deceive Yah. Satan knows if he can get you to only think on your ways, he will impress upon your mind the things you put before Yah's kingdom and his righteousness. He's going to put them at the forefront. It's amazing how we go around seeking only for answers we want. We actually want false prophets and false teachers to lead us. See, over in 2 Peter it says, but there were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, privily shall bring in what kind of heresies? That means they'll damn you if you believe them. even denying the Messiah that bought them and bring upon themselves what kind of destruction? Quick destruction, huh? And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by whom the reason of the truth, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evilly spoken of, maligned. It's totally sinister. Despising authority. See, we don't think this is important today, but y'all, has an authority structure in everything. He does. But chiefly, them who walk after the lust of the flesh, but chiefly them that walk after the flesh and in the lust of uncleanliness and despise governments. Presumptuous they are. Presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Look, these false prophets and false teachers have an independent spirit. You watch people who have an independent spirit that's contrary to all of us that's speaking the same thing. You watch all these people that's independent to all of us that speak the same thing, because the book teaches us we're supposed to all be speaking the same thing. Because I know how we're all going to speak the same thing, because we're agreeing with the one Yah. That's the only way we're going to ever speak the same thing. That's the only way we're all going to walk in agreement, because we're all in agreement with him. But these false prophets and these false teachers, they don't want that. They want you to listen to them. Separate and independent of Yah. Why are they masquerading at the Israelites? They do their own thing and won't answer to anybody. These people will always look for someone to rubber stamp or cosign their own way. In other words, Brother Scott ain't going to give me the answer I'm looking for, so I'm going to go over here to Brother Andre. Well, he kind of close, but he ain't. I'm going to go to Brother Will. Nah, go to Brother Rich. Now, he'll give me the answer I want. I got my witness. Say, your heart just got finished deceiving you? I got my witness. You kept going until you got the answer you desired and then realized that your heart is deceitful. It is desperately wicked. And you don't even know what lengths and what depths and what breaths it'll go to. Because you deceived yourself. And when you watch them, they are still not at peace, nor are they happy. The fruit of the Spirit just does not operate in their lives. Come on, let's tell the truth. We all know. We open books, easily be read of all men, right? We can tell who the fruit of the Spirit is abiding with. Yeah, you can. You can tell who the fruit of the Spirit is abiding with. You can tell who the fruit of the Spirit is not abiding with. And some of you ain't got not even two fruits of the Spirit. You better notice and be true to yourself. See, if you notice and you be true to yourself, then we can take a bunch of damn compost and start dunking you with it. That could be a possibility. That when we put shit around you, maybe it'll decompose and the roots will start going down in the ground, getting a little bit of nourishment, and then maybe it'll come up and spring up. But if it don't come up and spring up, then we got to cut it down. Got to throw it into the fire. It's meant to be burnt. It's unprofitable. But at least let us make an attempt. So JC, go get that pile of shit, bring it in here. First John 2:18 says, little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard, that anti-Messiah shall come, even now. See, everybody looking for this one big figure. What about all these little ones that's running around and been parading around ever since? See, the focus is off. Oh, the man of sin, Satan's seed, Armageddon, the battle of Armageddon. All this damn sensationalism. And you looking for this one guy, and you done forgot about all these little mini anti-messiahs that are walking around right now. Whereby we know that it is the last time. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they be of y'all, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. See, Christianity full of many false prophets. Don't you know Joel Osteen is a false prophet even though he don't declare to be a prophet? You know why? Because he's a snake oil salesman. He tells the people exactly what they want to hear. That's a false prophet. Is giving people what they want to hear. What they want to believe. Not what they need to believe. And, man, sometimes they're charming. Oh, yeah, man. Man, and everybody loves them. They're agreeable and they get along with everybody. Never correction, never reproof, never side. Man, everybody loves them. They set the environment. Look at T.D. Jakes. Don't you know he's a false prophet? This world today will call John the Baptist a false prophet. This world today will call Elijah a false prophet. This world today would kill Isaiah. And they so deceived, they think that they wouldn't even kill Messiah, but they would do it again. And if you don't know what manner of spirit you are, you will too. Hereby we know the spirit of Yah, even the spirit that confesses that Yahshua, Jesus the Christ, has come in the flesh is of Yah. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus the Messiah come in the flesh is not of Yah. And this is the spirit of anti-Messiah. Don't we have that all over the place? Don't we have it all over the place? Don't people deny the deity of Yahshua? Don't they deny him in you? See what I'm talking about? You see what I'm talking about? We just stay centered and focused just on one thing, and we forget about, let's try this again, okay? Greater is he that is than he that is what? And he said, I'll be with you always. Even until then, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Isn't that right? And don't people deny that the Messiah is in you? Then that's an anti-Messiah or anti-Christ as well. Remember, don't you? They're not rejecting you. They're rejecting him that's in you. You're just taking it personal. It ain't your word. It's his word. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus the Messiah has come in the flesh is not of Yah. And this is that spirit of anti-Messiah, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now is already in the world. Ye are of Yah, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is what? In the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak of the world, and the world hear them. See, you could take your case to a physical court or a cardinal court out here in this world. They will hear you, and the judge would slam the gavel down and penalize us. But over here, it don't work like that. He's only looking for his righteousness, not what you think is right. There's no way that a man will be saddled up with a lifetime of spousal support in Yah's court. That's Satan's protections. Y'all getting that? That's Satan's protections. Uh-oh. Y'all getting this? Yah operates totally different. Only thing everybody got to do is just be in your role. And look at this. Be exquisite. Be soft. Be humble. Be loved. Be kind. Joy in it. Uh-oh. Yeah, every day of your life, when you wake up and your feet hit the ground, before it even hit the ground, you wake up on your bed, delight yourself in Yah. We delight in thy presence, oh Yah. We delight in thy presence, oh Yah. We delight in We delight in thy presence, oh Yah. Just got a delight in it, man. Matter of fact, what kind of day is it when you can't delight him the first thing anyway? How many days have we wasted when we could have been walking in the joy of the King? Huh? How many days? How much time? We can't sit up there and let the devil steal another moment from us. We got to stay focused, man. We are of Yah, and he that knoweth Yah heareth us. So if you are of Yah, you're going to hear Pastor Dow, you're going to hear Pastor Corey, you're going to hear Pastor Muir, you're going to hear Pastor Rufus, because y'all know we are of Yah. You got to hear the shepherds. Got to hear the shepherds, man. I mean, because if you're not going to listen to the shepherd, then what kind of fool you sitting here listening to somebody you ain't going to listen to? That is the ultimate stupidity. Hallelujah. So we of Yah, and he that knoweth Yah heareth us, and he that is not of Yah heareth not us. That's when you get them people say, oh, I know what they said, but man, let me tell you, this is the way I see it. Well, I'll tell you what, that's where you say, come on, let's go over here to these pastors and let's see. Well, no, brother, we ain't got to go and do all that now. Now, we ain't got to go do all that right now, man. Come on, man, I'm just trying to talk to you. I don't want you talking to me no more. You trying to deceive me. You are an anti-Messiah. You trying to promise me something you can't deliver. Yes, so hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So what is discernment? Knowing right from wrong. Ain't polygyny right? World call it wrong, so who's right? Ain't Jesus the Messiah? Them Israelis say he ain't, so who's right, who's wrong? Oh, man, I can do this all day, man. Huh? That's what I'm saying, man. The world hates Yah. The world hates Yah in every aspect. Ain't the Sabbath right? Then what they doing on Sunday? Who's right? Who's wrong? See, discernment. Knowing what's right and what's wrong. Do you know what's right and what's wrong? Do you know what your face looking like a damn cinder block is wrong? Y'all made my face harder than yours. That's why I'm up here throwing all these stones your way to break that veneer. Didn't he tell the prophet Jeremiah, don't be afraid of their faces. You speak my word. Don't worry about it, I'm with you. Israel, you've got the best pastors in the world. You've got the best ones. Don't let anyone move you from listening to them. So stay tuned. We got more from where this come from. Ain't Yah good? He gives us so many blessings undeserving. That's what we are. We are to thank him, love and praise him a little more today and a whole lot more tomorrow. Whoa, ain't Yah good? He gives us so many blessings undeserving.
That's what we are. We are to thank Him, love and praise Him a little more today and a whole lot more tomorrow. Hallelujah. Y'all's good. Hallelujah. Let the words of my mouth, meditation of our heart, be acceptable in our sight. Oh, Yah, my strength, my redeemer. All right, bless y'all, Israel. You're dismissed in the magnificent name of Jesus. 2:30.